Something's gotten in me. And then I did just a few suicide sprints. Felt like I wanted to commit suicide after running them. And found my way eventually into the studio.
Laura Ingram, 9 till noon on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
And welcome back once again to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. My next guest is Eddie Jackson, who is sports director and founder of YAA Sports, which stands for Youth Athletic Association. Good evening, Eddie. How are you?
I'm good, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm doing very well. A friend of our, mutual friend of ours, tipped me off to you, and I thought this was a great story. Why don't you tell me about what your organization does and kind of what you stand for at YAA Sports?
All right. YAA Sports, we are a nonprofit organization that is dedicated to providing young people ages 5 to 18 with the opportunity to participate in amateur athletic sports programs. We do a variety of sports programs throughout the calendar year. We originated last year. We started with basketball. So we basically want to give the kids in our area, mid-Michigan area, an opportunity to play different sports.
Who qualifies to be a part of this? Just all you need is an interest in sports and be between 5 and 18 years old?
That's it. There's no requirement as far as if you've never played a sport or if you just want to try a sport or if you are the best in a sport. We just want you to come out and participate because I feel that throughout Lansing, a lot of activities for the kids have, you know, went down. So I want to bring it back to get them off the couch, you know, and doing nothing in order to participate.
I'm guessing you're kind of alluding to is, you know, how gym programs have been slashed in schools and so forth, and there's just not a lot of places for kids to get up and get moving, and this is one answer to that.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. That is our premier focus to get these kids doing things because, like you said, they just cut more gym programs for the young kids, so they don't have as many opportunities as some others throughout the other parts of the world. So
I like when I went to your website, your mission statement, and it's about providing youth, and I'll just read a bit of it, with opportunities to participate in amateur athletic sports programs that promote fitness, character development, leadership, sportsmanship, and good citizenship throughout the community. Boy, those are some things that it seems like we're missing lately. So I'm thrilled to see them in writing and as a mission statement.
Oh, thanks. I think I grew up here in Lansing, Michigan, so it's a lot of things that we had as when I was growing up that we don't have anymore for the young people, and I feel that we need it, you know, to get them on the right path again.
What, where are you? I mean, physically, where is the facility that you work in, or do you go to different, you know, parks, like, you know, basketball, you know, courts and so forth? Where do you go?
I generally, like for the gym programs, I do the basketball, volleyball, cheerleading, and everything out of Capital Area Academy. But actually, I'm trying to, you know, use a lot of the facilities throughout Lansing, Michigan, you know, that will provide us with the opportunities for the kids to come in and use them. I'm trying to touch a little bit of everything.
I was going to say, are you having pretty good luck being able to use facilities throughout the greater Lansing area?
I haven't had very many problems, but however, the problems come in where there's no gyms as far as for practice times and things like that. We have lost a lot of those throughout, you know, the greater Lansing area for many years. So that's the only thing that's been a struggle. But as far as keeping it going, well, we will find a way one way or another.
you talk about multi-sports programs also on your website and drug and health awareness education. So this is more than just playing sports. This is about, you know, giving folks an opportunity to hear some different messages.
Yes. One of the things that I'm trying to do with the kids is do a seminar for every program that we start. And the seminar where I get people to come in and talk to them and speak to them about sportsmanship, because I feel throughout the greater Lansing area, that has, you know, that hasn't been at the highest level. Grades, how important it is for an athlete to have good grades. It's just different things that we need to touch on as a community in order to get our kids going in the right path as they grow up.
Now, Sports for Kids Forever, is that a slogan or is that another part of the program?
That's a slogan that we are implementing. It's actually because I believe that every kid should have an opportunity to play sports. It doesn't matter if you're 5, it doesn't matter if you're 18, because a lot of kids, when they get to high school, feel that they haven't made their high school teams or whatever, that they don't have any place to go. We want to provide that for them.
Now, you said, if I heard correctly, you're about a year old?
Yes, we're about a year old now, yes.
Now, what about funding? I mean, everything costs money, Eddie. What about funding, and how are you doing with that, or where does money come from?
Well, we're actually working on trying to get grants and things like that to keep the fees down and low for the children and for the families. If they are unable to, you know, pay for some reason or another, I myself personally will try, you know, to fund it in any way that I can. They will have a registration fee that they will have to pay, but we're trying to keep that at a minimum because, you know, some activities cost more than others. So my ultimate goal is one day to have them where they pay maybe just a commitment fee, a $10 commitment fee, just to get them there, you know.
Mm-hmm. Could people help you out with donations? I mean, is that something that people could help you with?
Yes. Donations are more than welcome accepted. We accept donations in any forms to help out the program to keep it going, yes. So that is a plus.
I'm just thinking I need to connect you with my new friend Danielle Wheeler of Jackson National Life, who, you know, accepting grant applications for projects dealing with children. I'm thinking we need to make a connection here.
Hey, that sounds really good.
There you go. What are some I'm sure you have lots of events for the kids, again, ages 5 to 18 at YAA Sports. What are some events coming up or things you're looking forward to with the group?
We actually have started our 12-week boys and girls basketball team and cheerleading, because I believe that cheer is very important as far as in sports and basketball or whatever. Cheering for their schools is important. So we started that back in November. We have bowling coming up starting in February the 6th, where the kids will have a 10-week bowling league. It's for ages K through 8th grade. We also will have a cheerleading competition coming up in March for all the cheerleaders, K through 8th grade. If you notice, I'm saying a lot of K through 8th graders because with the high school rules and all that, we can't get the large volume of participation with the high school kids until their sports have ended. So we have to wait until they end in order to pick those seasons up. And also we will be starting track in the spring, as well as soccer and tennis and golf as well.
Very good. Where can people go to get more information about this if they want to sign kids up or just find out more of what you're about?
Oh, they can go directly to the website, yasports.org, or they can give me a call at 517-410-4611. I'm more than happy to address any issues or answer any questions.
How did you come to this? What's your background, Eddie?
Oh, my background, I played high school sports throughout Lansing. I went to LCC for a couple of years, tried out, made it, but I got injured. And then as I got older, I had kids, and my kids played AAU basketball and football and stuff. So we did a lot of traveling, and I saw just how different everyone else was throughout the other parts of the world when we went to the nationals and things. And the reason being is from talking to the AAU offices, that's Amateur Athletic Union, they found that most of the kids in different regions, they would play sports longer. And they would have those opportunities. We didn't have those opportunities with my teams that I coached. We had to travel to go and find events versus having them right here in Lansing. So I want to bring that so the kids, because it costs a lot of money to travel. So why not have it in our own backyard?
Well, I love that you just found a need and found a way to step in, took a leap of faith and just found a way to step in and fill that need.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
Very good. We've been speaking with Eddie Jackson, sports director and founder of YAA Sports. That stands for Youth Athletic Association Sports. Thank you, Eddie. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
All right. You too.
Been speaking with Eddie Jackson again, YAA Sports. Take a look at it if you've got kids 5 to 18. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.
Here's your updated Capital City forecast for more compelling.